The Tigers have a big offseason addition that we can discuss.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
John, they have new premium seating.
Tell me more about it.
I will, but I do want to know some self-reflectiveness here. Is it ridiculous that this bothers me? It's a question for the audience more than you. I know what your answer is.
No, I don't think it's ridiculous that it bothers you.
So on surface, I don't have an issue with new scoreboards and new showers and new team planes and like investing in the facilities. The home plate club is the latest announcement. You may have seen some photos. They got the cranes out there. They're digging up the field. These home plate club seats are the first ever all season seat, cutting edge luxury seats, 21% wider, wider armrests, built-in cup holders. And John, here's the best detail. Ass cooling technology. Cooling your seat on a hot July day. You can heat them up too if you get there in April or late in the season for the playoffs. Heating and cooling in the premium VIP seats with your own private entrance.
I think it's cool. And I'll be very surface level on this. I know what your reaction is going to be, and I'll let you jump on that bus in just a moment. They announced that they were going to do this back in June. Before the team went on a run. Then it goes on a run, and they have not done anything to make this team better. They haven't done anything to make it worse yet. There's still a lot of actions that can be taken. I understand the perception of time in regards to when this was announced, and they have not yet signed anybody on free agency. They haven't made any decisions about Javi. In fact, the decision we think they may have made was to keep him. But there has been no other signings in Major League Baseball. So I'm not going to jump down their throats yet about the timing of this announcement or improving the seats before they improve the roster.
21% wider seats. How about 20% more talent on the baseball team? The optics look bad. They're flooded with comments. I'm not going to read all of them, John, but they are flooded with comments when they announce this, and they are all of the same tone. Spend the money on the product on the field. All this other stuff's good, but it's hollow if you don't spend the money on the field. So when I see it, it does, and I know maybe irrationally, rile me up because they still have a chance this offseason to add one high-impact bat. And we asked this a couple weeks ago, was that out of line for me to ask for one high-impact bat? And John, I think most people said, no, that's a reasonable ask for you as a fan of this baseball team. Coming off an ALDS, one game away from an ALCS season. Add real payroll in the form of real talent. Don't just spend to spend. Pick your favorite of the several high-level impact bats available in free agency and add them to this team. The frustration comes because last year they added a scoreboard, but not a third baseman, right? Last year they added showers in Lakeland, which I'm sure maybe they were overdue, sure. But they didn't add proven major league talent to this team. And I want that so bad for this team this offseason. I think many of you feel the same way. Does it land as tone deaf when you see them flaunting ass cooling technology at Comerica Park? I know, John, I know that this may be around season ticket renewal or some kind of marketing. It's not good PR when you haven't added to the team and you're talking about all the ways you can now charge your fans more money to go to the ballpark.
For the small percentage that will even look at these tickets. I'm just not going to lose any thought or stress out about the fact that they haven't yet spent in free agency, or if they will spend in free agency versus them improving the stadium. It's just not where I'm at right now. I don't want to give it energy. I don't care. They're not tickets that I would go out and spend money on. Somebody will. It's probably going to be more like suites
corporate
where
stuff.
It's just all corporate.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect me.
248-539-9797. Mike in Clarkston. Blurred the two words. Mike, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I've been a season ticket holder for 20 years. I'm one of the season ticket holders that's being affected by the new construction down there behind home plate.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has been stated, but I have four seats. My season ticket price went from $35,000 to $215,000. So it's not coming without a huge price tag that just prices out the average season ticket holder.
Right. It's going to become completely corporate. It's corporate seating.
Yep, absolutely. So it's kind of sad. You know, it was good while it lasted, I suppose, but a little bit disenchanted with the major price increase.
Are you considering renewing your season tickets in a different location, or you're done?
I'm thinking about it just because of how well the team did
right
here at the end of last season. But you know, it's going to be a hard decision.
How long have you been, you may have said this, how long have you been a season ticket holder?
Since 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've been around for
18 years.
Yeah, a long ride here. Some highs and some lows, and yeah, this one's going to price you out of your seats. Listen, if they're good, people will show up. I have no doubt about that. If they win and we saw it late in the season, people will show up. And Mike, it may be in different seats at that point for you. But I get what you're saying, because I think this gets billed as, look what they're doing for the fans. Look at how cool this is. Heating and cooling and plush seating and extra comfort. And the reality is, they're doing that, and they're going to charge you for that. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart to give you a better seat. They're doing this to make more money. And then the question is, what are they doing with the money? And that's when it gets me all riled up and worked up again.
Yeah. So they'll get the money. It's 7X what I was paying.
Yeah, wow. And your private entrance to go with a butler to serve you and drive you to the games, I'm sure, all of that.
Tony.
Yeah. Are they putting in a helicopter pad for him?
Yeah. Is there a moat to keep the unwashed
field?
Yeah.
Jim, I think for now you're overreacting to this. And the reason is that you got to let us offseason play out. My gut is telling me you're not going to get what you want.
Well,
then
let's not say you want. It's what we want. Fans have echoed that they also want it. So fans aren't going to get what they want, but they will get coolings and the seats.
Right. I
should be upset about that.
First off, maybe I think be upset with maybe the PR of it to a degree. Teams budget things for different things. This has nothing to do with the on the field product. It doesn't.
Agreed.
Like, they're not stealing the money from intended payroll to go to premium seating. So I don't know why you would use this. It cosmetically does it appear bad. That's why I use the word like the PR. Like, but why wouldn't you advertise that this is coming? They have to let guys that just called in know that, guess what, your seats are going up way exponentially.
So I'd imagine something like this comes with a frontline financial investment on the front end that they will recoup later with the season ticket price increases. So this does require a capital investment from the owner, right?
Correct.
Okay, so does free agency. So it all does distill up to one person's decisions with capital investment. It's not Scott Harris who's choosing to put these seats in, but it is Chris Illich's choice where he spends the capital from his pockets this offseason.
My read on the situation as a team and spending and reading between the lines of Scott Harris's comments is they're going to be a calculated spending baseball team. They're not going to do hobbies again unless it's a guarantee.
Well, there's no guarantees.
There. I mean,
so they're not going to spend.
Okay, there are zero guarantees, but there are.
So does one I would gamble on.
99%ers.
Yeah.
95%ers. Baez was a. I thought that was a big risk.
Sure,
I did. I didn't like
because
him as
of
a
his
player.
Approach at the plate. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. There were concerns there for sure. People will make those concerns about Bregman. Oh, he's on the wrong side of 30. Alonso, too many strikeouts. Who's another one? Christian Walker. Boy, he's almost mid-30s at this point. I can't give him a multi-year deal. You can nitpick all these guys and convince yourself not to do anything if you really work at it. You can.
But here's the other thing. And we just talked to an individual that is going to be displaced. But you're talking about putting in 350 seats in this new home play club. I don't know how many that displaces. How many are they taking out to put in 350 seats? Obviously, the seats are bigger. Armrests are bigger. So there's not going to be as much real estate. But you're talking about a small percentage of the entire stadium.
But I think he does open up the conversation about your level of investment in this baseball team this season. And you do not have to make that decision today. Clearly, you can see what they do in the winter meetings, what they do with this roster. But, I mean, it does feel like this is a critical juncture for fans and their financial commitment to this team. They want to see it matched or exceeded by management.
Right, 350 of them.